All right, it is Wednesday morning, really the first full day of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference, and we are joined right now by Michigan's Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. So you've had an interesting few weeks with auto insurance reform. Kind of take us inside that whole process. A lot of back and forth negotiation, wasn't there?
Well, I mean, that is part of the process, ensuring that we are in communication. You know, Governor Whitmer and I have been able to build good lines of communication with the legislative leadership in both chambers. And this process, reaching an agreement on car insurance reform, was a bipartisan process where we had the leaders from all four caucuses in the House and the Senate coming together, being represented at the table. And we think we reached a compromise that's going to work well for Michigan drivers and Michigan families.
What is the upside for Michigan drivers?
Well, the first one is that there will be rate relief that's been guaranteed and written into the process. That's something that I experienced when I moved back to Michigan in 2014 and saw my car insurance rates nearly quadruple, even though my car is in a much better position now in the city of Detroit than it was when I lived in D.C. But so there's that rate relief that's really important. We also have put some significant limits on the discrimination that existed in the system previously. So now you can't discriminate based or set rates on zip code. You can't set rates based on credit score and many other non-driving factors. So we wrote that in explicitly. We also are giving people the chance to be able to choose a level of coverage that they think will work for them and their families. So we think it's a good deal. We think it's a first step, but it's something that's been in place for longer than I've been alive. We've now taken the first significant step towards reform, and I'm sure there will be fixes along the way, and that's part of the process.
The governor's going to sign that this week sometime, isn't she?
We are looking forward to signing the bill very soon.
All right, very good. The budget process, how does that go at this point?
So, our budget priorities remain consistent. There needs to be new revenue in order to fix our roads and infrastructure. And by raising that revenue in the right way, that will enable us to make a once-in-a-generation investment in education in the state of Michigan, something we desperately need, and that means something to me as a parent. But we also have a chance to invest more in our water infrastructure, making sure that every community has access to clean and safe drinking water, and closing the skills gap. We have a lot of adults who are hungry for work, and we have a lot of business leaders, many of whom are on Mackinac Island right now, who are eager to hire them, but they need people who have certain sets of credentials. And so we want to close that gap and make it easy for people to get those credentials. It's one of the reasons why we launched the Going Pro initiative, for example, to connect people with certifications and skilled trades to fill the more than 500,000 skilled trades openings that are going to be open over the next 10 years.
Well, and that falls in with infrastructure, because if we're going to improve our infrastructure, we have to have the workers to be able to do that. I mean, you can argue all day about how much money should be and can be spent on infrastructure. If you don't have the workers to do it, you can't get anything done.
Absolutely. And I know that we have people who are ready to step up and work, and we want to make sure they have the skills that they need and the resources that they need to be able to actually get that work done and do it in an effective way. I trust Michigan workers, and I know we'll be able to get that done.
Talking with Michigan's Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, I know you've been traveling the state talking about the budget. You made a stop in Port Huron a few weeks ago.
That's right.
What's that experience been like? What are you hearing from voters in Michigan?
So I think people certainly agree on the problems. They agree that our roads are in disrepair. They agree that more people need to have access to the internet in the state of Michigan. They are feeling the constraint of not being able to trust their drinking water in too many communities. And our education outcomes are poor. I think people agree on that. So the conversation around what the issues are has been pretty consistent. When we get to the solutions, we've made the case that raising the revenue in the right way through the gas and fuel tax is the right way to raise it, to protect the money so that it's guaranteed to be spent on transportation and infrastructure. And by raising it in that way, that actually gives us an opportunity then to stop using money from the general fund that's been going to higher education, to instead use that to fixing the roads, to use it on higher education, right, to then stop using money from the school aid fund that's been going to higher education to actually fund K-12 education. And so we've put on the table a $507 million investment. So people have been, really, I think, actually quite happy with the reasons why we're choosing the approach that we have. But it's going to be an ongoing conversation. That's why the governor and I are so engaged. That's why we're going to go to every community that we can get to physically and to be able to hear from people where they are. And people want to know, how do we trust that you're going to spend the revenue in the way that you're saying? And so we believe by using the gas and fuel tax, we're actually protecting ourselves and future legislatures, saying that they need to use this money on infrastructure.
I mean, the number I keep hearing is we need $2.5 billion a year to address infrastructure needs here in Michigan. where are we going to get $2.5 billion a year?
Well, we're going to get it by raising the rate. We put up on the table a solution to raise that much revenue with the gas and fuel tax increase. And so by raising that by 45 cents, that raises us the money that we need to fix our infrastructure and to get put us to a place that meets the goal. We meet the industry standard of 90% of our roads in good or fair condition by the year 2030. And so that's the plan that we have matches the size of the infrastructure problem that we have. And for too long, legislators and executives have not been truthful with the people of the state of Michigan in terms of how much money and how many resources it's going to take to actually solve this problem. We ran on a commitment to being honest with people. We would be clear about what the problems are, and we'd be honest about the solutions that were required. And so we put forth something that we know will solve that problem.
How confident are you that there will be some kind of an agreement reached on the budget sooner rather than later?
Well, given the fact that we have been in consistent bipartisan conversation with the legislature, we believe that is going to now transfer from car insurance, it's going to transfer to the budget process, and it's been already working on criminal justice reform, an issue that's very important to me. And so I expect that to continue. And so we're continuing to talk about it. We will look forward to seeing the legislatures, both how the legislatures, their respective plans when it comes to revenue for infrastructure. And so I still feel good about that process.
What are you looking forward to in this conference? What do you expect the takeaway to be by the end of the week?
Well, this is an opportunity to build relationships with a set of people who are doing a number of different and interesting things in the state of Michigan. So in addition to talking with y'all, I'm going to be talking with a lot of people on the island. I'm going to be facilitating a specific conversation around the future of the internet in the state of Michigan, around especially around 5G connectivity. And then we're going to be talking about the homework gap and how we can fix internet access in the state of Michigan for people in cities and rural communities alike. So I'll be doing those two sessions later on this week. But this is really about relationship building and the opportunity to find partners who want to get things done in Michigan.
Lieutenant Governor, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Really
good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Garland Gilchrist, the Lieutenant Governor of Michigan, with us on WPHM.